Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, The Revelation and Watchman Responsibility. God appointed his prophet Ezekiel to function in the role of watchman. See Ezekiel 33:1-9. It was the watchman's responsibility to watch and to warn when he saw danger approaching. There is a responsibility with being entrusted with prophetic truth. Ezekiel 33:7-8 says, So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die. And you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand. It is the church that has been entrusted with the prophetic truth found in the book of Revelation. Revelation begins in 1:4 by saying, John to the seven churches which are in Asia. This message was given to these representative churches. At the end of the book, Revelation 22:16 says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. Why did God give this revelation to the churches? After all, most of the book of Revelation concerns the tribulation period, which does not directly apply to the church at all, since we are going to be raptured out beforehand. So why did God give it to us? I submit to you, the church is called to be God's prophetic watchman. We know the truth of what is coming, and we are to warn the world. 1 Timothy 3:15 says the church is, quote, the pillar and support of the truth, end quote. God has deposited his truth to the church. It's our job to stand for God's truth and to spread it. In relation to the world, we in effect serve as God's watchmen, or responsible to give out a prophetic warning. In short, it's our God-given responsibility to warn the world and call them to repentance. This is what Noah did for 120 years prior to the flood, and it is the church's job today. In Acts 17:30, Paul preached that God now commands all men everywhere to repent. At the very end of the book of Revelation, we find the mission of the church stated. In conjunction with the Spirit, the church is holding out the invitation to the lost to come. The whole book serves as a warning that to be saved, people must come to Christ. It's our job as a church to sound the warning. Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Let him who hears say, Come. Let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Also, the book of Revelation is given to us as God's people to stimulate us to holy living. To the end, we might live ready. Revelation 1:3 says, Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Revelation 22:7, Christ says, Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Revelation 22:12, And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give everyone according to his work. This book is not given just to satisfy our morbid curiosity, but to stir us to holy living in view of Christ's soon return. It serves as a warning to the lost to repent and turn in saving faith to Christ as Lord and Savior. And it serves as a warning to believers to live ready so that we can be rewarded for faithful service. Christ evaluated each one of the local churches in Revelation 2 and 3. Five of the seven churches are called upon to repent. The only two exceptions were the suffering church of Smyrna, Revelation 2:8-11, and the evangelistic church of Philadelphia, Revelation 3:7-13. However, the dominant theme is repentance. Vance Havner said, Our Lord's last word to the church was not the Great Commission, but a plea for repentance. As a pastor teacher, I think soberly and deeply about this. Revelation 1:20 says, The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, And the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars, are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands, which you saw, are the seven churches. Who are these seven stars who are the angels of the churches? The word angel simply means messenger. It can mean an angel proper, or it can refer to a person who serves as a messenger. In Scripture, it is used both ways. Michael Siegel says, quote, "The singular messenger, Greek angelos, of each church is held responsible for the welfare of the local church body. Angelic heavenly beings could never be condemned for sin and urged to repent as the messengers are in Revelation 2 and 3. Most likely, it refers to a human leader in the local church who exercised oversight among the elders," end quote. Thus, I think this corresponds to those specially gifted people called pastor teachers in Ephesians 4:11. They are uniquely the messengers of Christ in that they are the main teachers. This is an all-important responsibility. As James says, teachers will receive a stricter judgment, James 3:1. Pastor teachers set the tone for the entire church in the context of their teaching. This is the most important responsibility in the church. Hence the sevenfold emphasis in addressing each one of the churches through these messengers. Three times in Revelation 1 and 2, it says, Christ has these stars messengers in his right hand. This denotes Christ's authority and power over them, as well as his strength in using them. I had a professor in Bible college who consistently signed his correspondence with the words, "In his mighty grip." What a beautiful picture concerning Christ's messengers to the churches. And then Christ says the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Furthermore, he says in chapter 2, verse 1, that he walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Christ is walking in the midst of his church today. We should be aware of his intimate presence. It's a reality whether we are aware of it or not. These things are written so we might be aware and live accordingly. God help us as leaders to be cognizant of the fact that we are in the mighty right hand of Christ. And may God help us as the church to realize that Christ is walking in our midst, aware of all that is going on. Indeed, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. We are here, living in the church age. And being here, we are strongly exhorted to live ready in light of the soon return of Jesus Christ to rapture the church out of the world, and following that to bring unparalleled judgment on the entire world. And we as the church are to take seriously our solemn responsibility to warn the world of coming judgment and their need to repent and get right with God. Paul, applying the watchman's responsibility from Ezekiel 33 to his own life, said this, Acts 20, 26 and 27, "Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent. I am innocent of the blood of all men." Why, Paul? He continues, "For I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God." If we as the church don't warn the world of the prophetic truth that has been entrusted to us, then their blood is on our hands. Our responsibility is to warn them concerning the whole counsel of God. Live ready. Maranatha, our Lord comes. Lord, indeed, we thank you for this precious book, the book of Revelation, which really ties the whole counsel together to a concluding, fitting end where it's all going, the consummation of all things. And yet, tremendous, serious, sober warnings throughout the entire book. And Lord, you've entrusted this truth to us. Blessed is he who reads, and those who apply, those who hear, and those who keep. And Lord, we are to share. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And we are to be saying, come. We are to be giving out the warning. Escape the judgment. Flee from the wrath to come. Lord, help us to be found faithful as your watchmen who have been entrusted with the truth. The church is the pillar and ground of the truth. This has been deposited to us as your people. God, help us to be faithful in being the watchmen that you have called us to be. I pray in Christ's name, amen.